Right, so my next door neighbour's son, right, they call him Thumbface. He's a scrappy by trade, a scrappy's boy in fact, cruising our distorted vortex of tentacled intestinal valley streets by day in the van, the rattling van, the filth encrusted van, with slogans carved by horny thumbs in black grease on the tailgate. Slogans like, I wish my sister was as dirty as this van, and a mud-sodden and grotesquely mutilated Tigger toy gaffer taped to the bumper. A scrappy's boy, forever a boy, though by now surely 30 if he's a day, the only one of Brenda's six boys not to have flown the nest. He appears to have degree zero of that shit we call ambition. When he's not humping sinks through the forests of frostily twinkling front lawn overgrowth in one of the council ghettos they've stuck up on the highest heights of the valley walls, well away from the civilised folk, the bloody Eloi living down on the lower slopes, he's deep in what cider drinkers know as the bozone. Anyway, on warm autumn nights after work, we hear Thumbface. We hear him through the open window of his bedroom, the bedroom he's occupied every night of his life since he was four, apart from occasional trips to see he and his brother's fave band, the Stranglers, original members very much optional, at some far-off festival where they all bring infinite strongbow and sleep five brothers in a Vauxhall Astra. We hear not the daytime Thumbface of cheery obscenities in operatic tones, but the evening Thumbface, twilight Thumbface, Thumbface de l'heure bleue, the time when the valley walls, where the blank unnatural wastes of the commercial forests begin, mist over in purple and grey, and the sodium lights in those distant high estates begin to twinkle, warming from a diffuse cherry red to a belting beta-carotene orange. In these hours of a nice juicy September evening, after work, when your muscles start to relax under the influence of whiskey and spliff and cocoa de mol, we would listen to our neighbour, our comrade Thumbface, express himself through music, his CD collection, you understand, drifting into all our conjoined backyards, mingling with the barbecued flesh and carcinogen-rich smoky meat miasma from them lot at number 12, at it again with a bloody barbecue, any excuse? Old Thumbface exchanged nods, that's all he did, and then nods, and all right, Bant, no more. Except once I, sober, encountered him, pissed, outside the Deneva one Saturday, lunchtime, and he responded to my usual cursory, all right, bud, how's it going? With a tortured, grimacing demand. What does it mean? He gurned, several times, gleaming his sozzled squint into my brain. What does it mean? Again and again, questioning even this pretense, this slightest of social contacts, our automatic deferential pleasantries. What does any of it mean? Why keep up the pretense of caring for others? Why not kill or enslave all your neighbours? Why give a shit about any of it? What does it mean? And then, on the breeze, comes floating the musical soul of Thumbface, the true expression of this perpetual scrappy boy. And it's the Stranglers. Hanging around, the sun slowly slips down the back of my t-shirt.